Hi there. The word for you today is on seeing your work as God's will. In John 9 verse 4, Jesus said, I must work the works of him that sent me. You'll experience a new level of joy and fulfillment when you begin to see what you do for a living as an important part of God's will for your life. Jesus preached and healed, but you know what he called it? Work. I must work the works of him that sent me. He was doing the job God sent him to do, and you've got to see it that way too. Instead of viewing church as a place where you meet with God on Sunday morning, begin to see it as a place where you go to be fed and strengthened so that you can carry God's presence with you into the workplace 5 days a week. Colossians 3:17 says, whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Notice two words in that scripture. The first is word. That covers skills of communication and information. Maybe you're in those industries. Second word to be noted here is deed. That covers skills such as creativity and building. So whatever you do, you're supposed to do it with a thankful heart, as if the Lord himself was your boss, because you know what? He is. When you work with that attitude, you come alive. One person comes alive when they pick up a musical instrument. Another when they lead a team. Another when they counsel somebody who's hurting. And another when they're looking at a financial spreadsheet. When each of us is doing what God designed and called us to do, the world around us is enriched. Hear me when I say this. All, A-double-L, skill is God-given, and we're invited to live in conscious interaction with the Holy Spirit as we go through our work day. Why? So that we can develop the skills he gives us to their max. Work is a form of love. We cannot be fully human without creating value. So the word for you today is begin to see your work as God's will.